While protesters were in the streets en masse, things were a bit more subdued at the DoubleTree Suites Hotel in Times Square, where the Illinois Republican delegation is headquartered. In the lobby is a Dixieland band to welcome Illinois delegates as they arrive. There's an Illinois flag on the wall, along with a Victory 2004 banner welcoming the delegates from Republican Party Chair Judy Barr Topinka and House and Senate Republican leaders. While the band gives it a folksy feel, Illinois Republicans are not all on the same page. There is a solid split between the conservative and moderate elements of the party. Conservatives have picked up what they say are some victories lately. Namely, Alan Keyes is running for the U.S. Senate over the objection of party leader Topinka. Also, the National Party platform has taken a conservative bent. It calls for constitutional amendments to ban abortion and same-sex marriage.
Anytime that we do anything to the Constitution, it should be an expansion of rights and not a restriction of rights. I really get touchy about that. So, I mean, those are just parts of the platform that I personally would not endorse nor support, you know. I mean, and all Republicans kind of pick and choose on the platform anyway.
Topinka says those items were in the platform to generate support from the social conservatives of the party. Former Governor Jim Edgar also says what the party says in its platform is not a big deal to most people.
I don't get too excited about platforms. I don't think anybody reads them. The key is the candidates, and the platform probably to some extent reflects President Bush's position, which is as it should. I mean, he is the nominee. But in the end, I think the election will be decided by people in the middle. I mean, that's kind of, if there are some undecided voters left, and they're hard to find, I guess, they're probably in the middle someplace.
Edgar is in charge of the Bush campaign in Illinois, and former Governor Jim Thompson, who has said in the past he won't vote for Alan Keyes in the Senate race, says he has not even read a party platform in 20 years. He offers this advice for his own party in the coming weeks.
Well, I think Illinois Republicans should remember that the Republican Party covers a lot of people, should cover a lot of people with a lot of different viewpoints. We should not be dogmatic as we approach this election. President Bush is going to need every vote he can get. Illinois is going to be a tough battleground state. So I think it's important that we all unite behind the president and make that our number one objective.
Thompson calls the party platform a 19th century institution. And he says regardless of who the presidential candidate or the U.S. Senate candidate is, the party's major stance doesn't have much impact. The former governor says Illinois has been a ticket-splitting type of state even before straight party voting was eliminated nearly a decade ago. Thompson says years ago, political parties carried the candidate. Now the candidate carries the political party. In Illinois, where the Republican Party is struggling with itself, they must hope that George Bush can carry the state party back into the dominating political force it was a decade ago. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Bill Wheelhouse.